Greetings, everyone. This is Fred Coulter. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God, and we are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today, understanding the prophecies of the end time, and learning how the Word of God applies to each one of us. And then also, the Word of God applies to everyone in the world, because God is ruler, God is controller. God is in charge. However, there's another wicked God in this world, and he's called Satan the devil. And we'll spend some time talking about that later on. But what I want to do now is look at the situation that we have in Western society. And let's see what needs to be done to turn the tide, because it's possible to turn the tide and return to God if the people would, and if the rulers would, and if the leaders would. Now, this would require some real deep repentance by the super elite of the world. And who knows if they will or not. Now, Jesus said in Matthew 24 that many in the last days shall be led into sin. Now, how does that happen? Well, that happens because people who have sinful lives are elected into office or assume office. Let's see something very important here in the book of Psalms. Let's come to Psalms 12, and here is an important thing that we need to understand concerning how governments and countries and people live and react, and how they can either turn themselves toward doing good and righteousness, or turn themselves toward doing evil. Well, then the majority of people do evil, and God has to judge them and bring his judgment. Now, we're right at the crossroads. We're right at the turning point. And on the road we're taking, there are many turns and there are many junctions. So when we come to those, we have to make sure that individually in our own life's journey, collectively as a nation or community, the journey that they are taking and where they are going. So you think about this the next time you go vote. And you think about what the person really believes. Now, we're experiencing a great deal of punishment because the Americans voted into office someone they didn't know, someone they never really understood. And now all of a sudden, strange things are coming down upon us, and great difficulties are being heaped upon us, where we have a national government now that in 2 years has spent in debt double what all the governments from George Washington up to that time have spent in debt. Psalm 12 and verse 8. Let's read it. See, because the answers to our problems are in the Bible, and yet people say, well, we don't want any of those right-wing, Bible-thumping people in office. Well, let's look at it the other way around. So then what we want are God-rejecting left-wing people who believe in all kinds of evil. Is that what you're saying? See, because what you need to do, you need to understand the Bible is true. The Bible is the Word of God. And it would be a whole lot better if we're all Bible-believing, Bible-thumping people, that we had good judgment, right judgment, the love of God, the faith of God, the mercy of God, the goodness of God, the generosity of God. And don't you think that there would be a whole lot less crime? But here's the principle. It's happened over and over and over again. So the next time you watch the History Channel or National Geographic, I want you to keep this particular verse in mind, and we'll read a couple of others too. The wicked walk on every side when vileness is exalted among the sons of men. When they become so corrupt, when they become so set in their ways and won't listen to the truth and won't take good advice and won't follow the principles in the Bible, who know nothing about right and wrong and good and evil, but just an agenda for power. When vileness is exalted, Now let's look at some things in the book of Proverbs which tell us about leaders. So the next time you go to vote, you better set aside your ideology. You better set aside your party affiliation. Now, no one's going to be perfect, but you need to do this. Do you know the person? Do you know whether they have character? Do you know whether they follow the things in the Bible in principle? Make your decision based on that. All right? Psalm 29, let's see what it says about rulers. Very interesting. Proverbs 29, verse 2. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked rule, the people mourn. What does that say about our rulers? What does that say about our clergy? What does that say about our educators? Let me read that again. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked rule, the people mourn. You feel oppressed? Are you mourning? Are you put down? Okay, that's from the outside. Then what happens to you on the inside? What do you believe? What are you to choose? How's your relationship with God? Let's come over here to verse 12. If a ruler hearkens to lies, all his servants are wicked. Ho! Boy, doesn't that describe many levels of government? Didn't we have in one city in California where the mayor and those on the city council were paying themselves over $1 million a year? Can you believe that? Verse 16. When the wicked are multiplied, transgressions increase, but the righteous shall see their fall. But many people have to react to that evil, and they have to find the leaders who will speak the truth, who will do the truth, who will recognize the truth. Now, truth comes from the Bible. Now, you don't have to beat them over the head with it. But what you have to do is see, do they follow what the Bible says or not? Let's come to Proverbs 25. Now, I told you to read the book of Jeremiah on one of my video casts. Now, I'm going to tell you, read the book of Proverbs and do that with your children. Now, this is great for children because it tells right, wrong, good, and evil, and nice, short, easy things to learn and remember, you see. And children need to understand. They need to learn the right. They need to be taught the right. And isn't it interesting? They want to be treated as adults and not respond as adults, and yet they want to be taken care of as children. And unfortunately, that's too much of the generation that we have today. So if you're a teenager, are you willing to do right when no one's looking? Are you willing to go against the entertainment and suggestions and companionship of your friends to do what is right rather than do what is wrong? See, because God also judges you. The Bible says even a child is known by his doings. Proverbs 25 and verse 5. Take away the wicked from before the king, and his throne shall be established in righteousness. Now you see, if in America and Britain and Western Europe we would do these things, God would hold back his hand of correction. But are you willing to participate in it, and are you willing to do it, and are you willing to come to God and repent of your sins and do what is right? Are you going to let people lead you into sin? Let's see what happens when that takes place. Let's come back here to the book of Isaiah. Let's see what it is right now. Let's see what God does as punishment when you elect into office those who are sinful. Now, I want you to think about some of the states in America and maybe some of the counties in Great Britain. God says, I will give young lads to be their princes, and capricious children shall rule over them. And the people shall be crushed, every man by another, and every man by his neighbor. The young shall rise up against the old, and the base against the honorable. Now, when that happens, Well, all you have to do is just look at the history of the French Revolution and the bloodbath that that was. Now, there are many things I could read out of the Bible for you to understand what's going on. But I want to encapsulate it in such a way so that you can take these things and expand your knowledge by reading and studying the Bible on your own. Now, let's come over here to Isaiah, the 5th chapter, in verse 8. It says, "Woe to those who draw iniquity with cords of vanity and sin with cart ropes." That is a perfect description of the movie-making and entertainment industry in the Western world. They promote sin, they promote Satanism, they promote selfishness, they promote narcissism, and with all of that, they control so many people's lives. Is your life controlled by that? Let me ask you a question. Who controls your life? You and God, or entertainment, or government, or whatever, and your choices? Does that control your life? Need to think about it. Come down here to verse 20. "Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put light for darkness and darkness for light, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter." We see that happening? Doesn't that describe the political scene in too much of the Western world? All the governments of the world? How are they doing? How are the people? Are they happy? Are they rejoicing? Or are they oppressed and overtaxed, and overburdened with sin, destroyed with divorce, destroyed with sex sins, destroyed with robbery, and bludgeoning and killing? How about Mexico? Want to move to Mexico? Bloodbath, the beheading, and violence by drug gangs? And in America, on the southern border, watch out. They're coming. Because those who rule us will not do what they're supposed to do because they hearken to liars. And they're narcissistic. Now let's read on here. Verse 21. "Woe to those that are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight." Oh yes, we know it all. Listen, only God knows it all. And if you think you're wise in your own eyes, but you have an evil agenda, you're going to cause oppression and difficulty for the people that you represent. Same way in your own family. People want to have the love of God. Well, you can have the love of God, but you've got to love God first. God loves you at all times, but that love is only in degree as you respond to Him. You can be thankful God is merciful and kind and doesn't destroy you for the sins that you commit and gives you an opportunity to repent. But what are you going to do with that opportunity to repent, you see? That's what we need to look at in our lives with all these things going on. Continue on now. Verse 23, "Woe to those who justify the wicked for a bribe and take away the righteousness of the righteous from him." Yes. Want to do right? Always twisted and turned. The way that the politics and religion are being run today, it is an absolute blasphemous sin in the eyes of God. There are a few out there trying to do good. Yes, there are. And you've got to give them credit. But they're so outnumbered by the evil ones, by the vile ones, by the lying ones, that it's almost impossible to get something that is good and right and accurate to be passed and to be enacted and to stay that way. Now, you've got to give credit to all of those who have been against abortion for how long? How many years? Now, in one state, they're finally going to get it right. What they've done, they have this provision that they want to enact as law. We'll see if there are enough righteous people to do it. And here's what they propose. So you have to give them credit for doing it, which is this. Now, they're saying, if you can hear it and see it, you can't kill it. What do they mean by that? They mean this. If you can hear the heartbeat of the new baby in the womb, and you can see it with the ultrasound, you can't kill it. In other words, they want these things to be undertaken so there won't be an abortion. Now, we'll see how far they go. And we'll see how the Supreme Court will eventually rule on that. But when do they first hear the heartbeat? 6 weeks. And can they see that it is a human being at that point? Yes, they can. Now, you go to our series that we did, From a Speck of Dust to a Son of God, Why Were You Born? And you will see the development of a child in the womb that we presented on those programs. So there are some people trying to do good, but the evil is such an appalling, overwhelming thing that that people are thought of as crazy and insane to try and say, we ought to quit adultery. We ought to quit lying and cheating and stealing. We ought to have the government change so they don't rob us. Notice, here's what's going to happen if these things don't change. Therefore, as the fire devours the stubble and the flame burns up the chaff, their roots shall be like rottenness and their blossoms shall go up like the dust, because they've cast away the law of the Lord of hosts and despised the word of the Holy One of Israel. Now, what's that going to result in? You can't reject God forever. You can't throw away his law forever. And yet, how many pulpits do you hear this message from? The law has been done away. And is that not where it started? Yes, indeed. And God's judgment is upon the Christianity of this world that teaches that. And it is falling apart and being destroyed because they refuse to follow the word of God the way that God says. Now, there are some few who are trying to do good. But you've got to go beyond doing good. And you've got to come to the point of doing the will of God. Now, let's see what God says is going to happen. Therefore, the anger of the Lord is kindled against his people. He has stretched out his hand against them and has stricken them. And the hills tremble. Sound a little bit like earthquakes? And their dead bodies were as filth in the midst of the street. In all of this, his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. Now, how stubborn are the leaders? What must they do? Let's begin with the Queen of England, Prime Minister of England, Australia, New Zealand, President of the United States, the leader of the House of Representatives, the leader of the Senate, the Supreme Court, the governors, the legislatures. Let's take it all the way down. What has to happen to them? What do they need to change? The very thing we read back here in Isaiah 5. And they need to change their ideologies from those which are lies to those which are truth. Now, in Ezekiel 14, it was put this way. Verse 1, and some of the elders of Israel came and sat before me, and the word of the Lord came to me, saying, notice again how the word of the Lord comes to the prophet, and he says what God says. He doesn't say, well, now it seems to me. Well, now there are some who believe. Well, we've got to compromise with evil so that we can get this bill passed. Really? Is there so much evil in government that you have to compromise with it? Yes, there is. Let's read on. Son of man, these men have set up their idols in their hearts and have put the stumbling block of their iniquity before their face, and should I at all be inquired of them? You want to take God's name? Oh, yes, people got all upset because Obama wasn't attending church. So he ran out and attended church a couple times, and now he's back to playing basketball and playing golf and ignoring all the problems of the world, the nation, and insisting that his great increases in the budget, well, we can't afford to cut those, but we've got to go another $14 trillion in debt. Is that his idol? What is his ideology? What about the rest of the leaders and representatives and senators and governors and legislators and judges? What are your ideologies? What do you believe? Believe in truth? You believe in the Word of God? Do you believe that the Word of God is for you to follow? Then why do you put your hand on the Bible and you swear to uphold the Constitution when the Bible ought to be the Constitution? And yet you turn around and ignore both. And you think that you're going to prosper and the whole world's going to prosper? You think you can have the blessing of God with that? Look it. Verse 4. Therefore speak to them and say to them, thus says the Lord God, every man of the house of Israel who sets up his idol in his heart and puts the stumbling block of his iniquity before his face and comes to the prophet, I, the Lord, will answer him according to the multitude of his idols. What are your idols? Let's put it this way. What are the idols that you have in mind, but your own personal opinions that run contrary to the Word of God? Your own standards which run contrary to the Word of God? Your own ideology that is politically a suicide mission? What is it? What are the idols in your mind? What is the second commandment? You shall not make to yourself any graven image of any likeness of anything that's in heaven above, that's on the earth beneath, or that's under the earth. And you shall not bow down to them nor worship them. Now, if you have them in your mind, you need some conversion, don't you? You need some changing. You need some rehabilitation, don't you? So you see where we are at the crossroads. And it's just like where we started out before the flood. Every imagination of the thought of man was only evil from his youth up. Isn't that what we're teaching people to do today? By the hundreds of thousands and millions. Then we look at things that come along that are the hand of God to punish us. And some people say, oh, we need to pray. Well, that's just a start. We need to repent. We need to return to God. We need to love His Word, love His truth, love His ways, keep His commandments. Look to God for His blessings. Look to God to forgive us our sins. See, this is not a political movement to join something to make the government a better place. This is about you and your life. Now, maybe there can be some slight change in the world and in the community and in the nation, but it has to start with each one of us inside. It has to start with us confessing our sins, forsaking our sins, looking to God, the Father, and Jesus Christ. Looking to the Word of God. Let that be our guide, where we're going, what we're doing, how we think, how we make our judgments. And that's why church at home. So in the privacy of your own home, you can come to know God. You can come to worship God. You can study the Word of God and learn to know it. So once again, please, visit our other website. We have so many things with the Word of God that will help you, that will encourage you, that will lead you, that will give you spiritual strength, mental strength. Know the love of God. So until next time, thank you for inviting me into your home. And this is Fred Coulter saying, so long, everyone.